revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Attorney General Anthony Brown says there's been a settlement to resolve a complaint against lingerie retailer Adore Me. The company has agreed to pay refunds to customers who did not know they were being enrolled into VIP memberships that would continue to bill them monthly amounts for future purchases. Brown says consumers who did not want to remain in the VIP program faced obstacles canceling their memberships. Under the settlement, Maryland consumers who never used their VIP memberships will receive refunds of the payments they made. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection's Baltimore field office intercepted 250 stolen vehicles headed for overseas export in 2024. Officials say the vehicles were valued at $9.6 million. Last year's numbers are down 27% from the 343 vehicles recovered in 2023. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call him today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Dean Kramer gave the Birds another seven strong innings yesterday against the Twins, but the Oriole bullpen failed him in the eighth.
Swinging a fly ball, left center field in the gap. Mullins on the move. Mullins will turn. That's in play and off the base of the wall. One run scores. Here comes Buxton heading home. Henderson, no chance.
Call courtesy of Twins TV, Brooks Lee, two-run double the difference in a 5-2 loss that saw the Birds bang out 10 hits but strand 9. Go 2-for-13 with runners in scoring position. Orioles in Anaheim tonight, 9:38 first pitch. Meanwhile, in D.C. last night, the Caps needed a big-time performance against the aggressive Carolina Hurricanes. And boy, did they get it.
Coming across the play at Walker. He couldn't get it in. Now McMichael speeding in on a breakaway. Scores! Connor McMichael makes it 1-0 Washington.
Sean McDonough with the call on ESPN. Caps will go on for a 3-1 win. Tom Wilson was the man last night. An assist, an empty netter, defense all over the ice. Coming up in 30 minutes, Zach Eflin's on the way. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
It's 9:06. Here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
The cold front bringing us some rain this morning, but a dry afternoon and a cooler afternoon. 66 the high today. Sunny and mild tomorrow, 75. Mother's Day, sunshine and warmer near 80 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 53 degrees in Westminster, 62 in Easton, and 56 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. Yes, it is the weekend again. This is what I'm talking about. The days fly by. We're already here at Friday. But I'm not complaining. I absolutely love it. And I want to say first and foremost, happy Mother's Day to all. Looks like the weather is going to be nice on Mother's Day. So please get out there, enjoy. Treat your mom to something nice. Ryan, the producer, if you can treat your wife to something nice, that'd be great. she does so much for you, sir. No, I know Brian's on top of it. Of course, the big story of the day, we have a new pope. We have a new pope. He is American. And, of course, there are a lot of people going through his old social media posts to try to get a glimpse of who this man really is behind closed doors. I can tell you, I've never seen so many, I call them Facebook investigators, before, I would say even 5 or 6 years ago. Now, everybody's an expert. Everybody does their quote-unquote research, right? People using Wikipedia. I will say this, as I said in the morning drive, I think that the fact that this pope is American is something that we can celebrate. I know that there are people that weren't too happy or are not too happy with the fact that he has some comments from the past in regards to J.D. Vance, our vice president, or even President Trump. From what I saw, he was critical of the way that we are going about removing illegal immigrants. It doesn't look like he's against removing illegal immigrants. I think he just doesn't like the process. I could be wrong on that. But it's too early to tell, obviously, exactly where he stands. But I say this also in part because this is the first time that I really felt that choosing a pope was so political. And I think we can thank Pope Francis for that, to be honest with you. He did seem to get into a lot of like the drama surrounding certain issues, especially whether it was LGBTQ or things like that, how he feels about marriage and the church. You know, there were a couple different things that he kind of stuck his nose in. And I recall when we were talking about we were here on Monday, the day after he passed away. And I made a comment on social media saying that we're going to remember, you know, Pope Francis. And I said, I think I would use the word beloved. And I got attacked for it because there were so many Republicans that were like, how dare you say beloved, you know? Here's the thing. I'm always going to respect whoever the Pope is. I am going to respect that individual. I am not deeply religious. Yes, my daughter goes to Catholic school. Yes, they were celebrating yesterday. The puff of smoke came out. They uploaded videos from her school, actually, showing all the kids ringing the church bells and everything like that. And so it was a big eventful day for them. And, you know, she has religion class every single day. And, you know, I love that. You know, she keeps faith. And I think I told you guys before, she carries this stuffed Jesus around with her a lot. Right now, he's like laying on her bed. So he's with her every night. But I think I mentioned before, she likes to take the stuffed Jesus. And she got this at the Hallmark store with her dad, by the way. But he's a pretty big size. Well, anyways, she puts him in the seat next to her in the back and straps him in the seatbelt. And she says that he's there to make sure we don't get in any accidents. He's watching over us as we drive down the road. So it's, you know, it's very cute. But, you know, I do understand how some people possibly did not like everything that Pope Francis had done. But Pope Leo seems like he's going to be a bit different. I do have some sound here for you. I found this video online, and this was posted by the Vatican News. Now, it did not have a date on when this was posted, but it looks fairly recent. Again, this is the new Pope, Pope Leo. Take a listen.
One of the things that I certainly have learned more about in the process of the Synod is if you will, wide varieties of understanding the ministry of the bishop, sometimes determined by cultural factors, sometimes determined, of course, by personal issues, personality, the character of the bishop, But above all and around or underneath all of that has to be a foundation of who a bishop is called to be. And as Pope Francis has reminded us many times, a bishop is called to serve. His authority is service. And so to look for different ways in which a bishop can serve in any given society, in any given church, I think is very important. The bishop is not supposed to be a little prince sitting in his kingdom, but rather called authentically to be humble, to be close to the people he serves, to walk with them, to suffer with them, and to look for ways that he can better live the gospel message in the midst of his people.
Sounds like a good guy to me. That is really, honestly, the question of the day today at WCBM.com. I see some of you are already partaking in the poll brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And it's a very simple question. Are you satisfied with the new pope? Are you satisfied with the new pope? Go to WCBM.com and please vote in our poll. Just a couple of details on Pope Leo's background. Born in Chicago, September 14th, 1955. His father was a U.S. Navy veteran who fought in World War II. His mother was a librarian. He completed his secondary studies at the Minor Seminary of the Order of St. Augustine before earning his Bachelor of Science in Mathematics at Villanova University. Let's see, he speaks multiple languages, including English, Spanish, Italian, French, and Portuguese. He spent much of his career in Peru, serving as a missionary and seminary teacher. He was appointed by Pope Francis in 2023 to recommend bishop nominations worldwide. And, of course, as we mentioned, he is the first American-born pope in history. He has shared some pro-immigration posts on his X account in the past. Now, again, when you go to look at some of these posts, because obviously they're circulating if you have not seen them yet, if you have X, I think it's just all you have to do is type in Pope Leo and everything pops up. But I also saw these posts on Facebook. They were circulating there as well. But you will see that he, you know, the way that some of these posts are worded, and I know there's some people that are very quick to jump on him on this, especially on the right. They're like, oh, wait a minute, he's fine with the illegal immigrants. And that's not really what he says. That's not what he says. He says that he does not like how we are deporting illegal immigrants. But it didn't say that he was against deporting illegal immigrants. So I just want to make sure we make that distinction. Because I can see there are a lot of people online that are not. And they're kind of like just rolling with this. And they're very upset. And they've got so many opinions already. I mean, I think, you know, let's give the guy a chance. Right? Can we give the Pope a chance? Right? I mean, it's so polarizing on social media right now. He opposes the promotion of gender ideology. Because it is confusing, because it seeks to create genders that do not exist. That source was from The Advocate. Again, this is about Pope Leo. He previously called out Western news media for fostering sympathy for beliefs and practices that are at odds with the gospel. And he specifically called out the homosexual lifestyle and alternative families compromised of same-sex partners and their adopted children. That is according to the New York Times. Okay, so the way I see this, and you might see this differently, if you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. The way I see this, I think he's not going to budge when it comes to the LGBTQIA agenda, which I think many people are happy about. Right now, as I mentioned, my daughter's in Catholic school. They wouldn't dare to speak of more than two genders, right? They don't talk about, you know, they don't have sexually explicit books available for kids. They don't talk about all the gender confusion and all this other stuff. They don't talk about any of that. And that's the last thing you want to see being brought into the Catholic Church. Look, you can be fine with the gay community. At the same time, you could also be against all of this conversation happening within the church. And I like the fact that it seems to me now, right, that Pope Leo is against that. We've talked on this show in the past, not in length, but we talked in the past about same-sex partners adopting children. I noted to you guys that I know a young woman that had same-sex parents. You know, it wasn't easy to grapple with, especially growing up as a kid. And I can understand that. Have times changed just a bit, possibly, right? I think there are a lot more people that are fine with it. But there are many people that believe that a child should have the, you know, typical family structure of both a mother and a father. I will also say this, because there are some in the Republican Party, like conservative influencers. I can tell you Dave Rubin and his husband, they adopted a child. He received a lot of backlash. I think he lost a lot of followers and a lot of podcast listeners after he announced that he and his husband had adopted. We know about Pete Buttigieg, right? The former Secretary of Transportation. He adopted twins. We talked about that 2 weeks ago with his husband. And Anderson Cooper, I think Andy Cohen from the Bravo Network. There are a lot of individuals that have same-sex partners that have adopted children. And there are a lot of people that says, you know, that's a bridge too far. And I understand completely where you're coming from on that. I don't know if the Pope should ever get involved in any of these conversations. I don't really think it's that necessary. But it seems to me now that there's so much pushback here on Pope Leo and some of the things he said in the past about the gay community, I guarantee you that this is going to be a topic of discussion. And I will just say this, because I know I have friends that are gay, friends that are trans. I will just say this. What is the point of forcing your lifestyle on the Catholic Church? Like, what are you trying to gain out of that? Is it because you grew up Catholic and you want to, you know, be seen or feel like you're very welcomed in the Catholic Church? Because that's always been my question. That's been my question. Like, if I go somewhere and I know that I'm not welcome or I'm not wanted there, then I know that. And either I can leave, right? Or I can stay and just be a little uncomfortable. I guess I just don't know why we're forcing this on people. Is my question. And I think there are many people out there that probably believe it should not be forced. I have friends that are, Republicans. They supported President Trump. And I've never, you know, asked them about how they feel about same-sex partners adopting. But I would be interested to hear what they had to say about it. So far, many of you are taking part in the poll at WCBM.com. Again, are you satisfied with the new Pope? It's brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. As of right now, 48% of you say yes, 52% of you say no. Interesting. Some people are not happy about it. Let's see, I got a text here in the text line. Don't forget, if you haven't already, do yourself a favor. Go to the App Store, download the WCBM app. It is free, and you can text me live there through the text line, and it comes live here in studio. Let's see, Mike says, Kim, he's not the first American Pope. Pope Francis has that title. He is the first pope from the United States. The major news media got it wrong. Yeah, I think, well, yes, you're right. I'm saying it incorrectly. What they're saying is that he was the first one born in America, American born. And I said that, yeah, that's in my facts right here. But no, Mike, trust me, I get what you're saying, because there are a lot of people that are saying the other way around. So thank you for correcting all on that one. If you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Are you satisfied with Pope Leo? As we were just talking about his background and education and so much about him, I want to know what your thoughts are. While you're thinking about calling, we're going to go ahead and go over to our friend Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management, and he has today's Morning Market Flash. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Happy Friday, Kim. How are you?
Happy Friday. Doing well.
One of the things I did learn myself with Pope Leo, which I thought was an interesting fact, is that he had graduated from Villanova University, right up the road here in Philadelphia. So I thought that was kind of an interesting fact that I gathered this week. But back to the market. Let's talk about the economy. So far, we're seeing some improved market sentiment, Kim, here for the week. I think really we're waiting to see what's happening with this weekend with China, the trade talks. Week to date, the S&P 500, Kim, is on pace for about a 0.4% decline, while the NASDAQ is on track to drop about 0.3%. However, the big 30, the Dow Industrials, the Dow Dow Jones Industrial Average is right now up potentially and looking for a modest gain of about 0.1%, which would be its third positive week in a row for the Dow. But the stock futures here this morning are gaining because President Donald Trump suggesting that many trade deals are near. And I quote, Kim, he said many trade deals are in the hopper, all good, great ones, end quote. So we're waiting to see kind of how things play out. This whole de-escalation talk between China and other countries, the reciprocal tariff announcements, of course, that came out last month, rocking the markets with a lot of volatility. And it seems like any good news we get from tariff talk or the de-escalation from where the current rates are or the current tariffs, especially with China at 145%, still higher than many had expected, and that's causing the volatility in the overall market. So far, the Dow futures are up 139 points, S&P 500 futures, Kim, up 23 points, and NASDAQ futures up 100 points. In the market overall, we're seeing Expedia as a company, their stock falling here this morning based on some guidance and some softer U.S. travel demands, which led to their revenue miss on their earnings report. Elsewhere, Pinterest. I know a lot of people are familiar with Pinterest as a technology stock, but their shares are surging here based on some strong advertising spending, really defying the tariff uncertainty. And then as far as overall economic data, we've got next week looking ahead, CPI and the NFIB Small Business Optimism report will be out next Tuesday. So there we have it. We'll wait and see how things play out here today, Kim, with the remainder of the week on Friday. And I'll rejoin you all, of course, on Monday morning next week. Have a great weekend, Kim.
You too, Tim. Thank you.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
The Sean Hannity Show.
Hunter lied on a gun application form. Wesley Snipes convicted three counts of tax evasion in 2008 for bilking Uncle Sam on taxes up to $15 million. IRS said he owed taxes. He was later sentenced to 3 years in prison. Remember the guy, Jersey Shore star Mike? Yeah. Anyway, 8-month sentence for skirting $2.3 million in taxes. Not Hunter.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Congratulations to Chicago's own Pope Leo XIV. His brother actually came forward yesterday and made some comments saying they believed all along that he could one day be the Pope. And as you heard there, he was born in 1955. He's a very young guy. We've got a young Pope. And so I know a lot of people are watching and waiting, trying to figure out exactly who he is. I would just say, you know, and this is, you don't have to take my advice on anything, obviously, but I would say at least just, you know, hold out on an opinion on to whether or not you believe that he's anti-Trump. Because from what I could see, and this is from me scrolling for hours, trying to figure it out for myself, from what I could see, it doesn't look like he's really ever taken a true position on how he feels about President Trump. But, you know, I'm sure it's going to come out here eventually because he's going to be pressed on it. We're in a time now in society where the position of the Pope is political. And like I said, I don't think we would have been in this position if it wasn't for Pope Francis and his push to be inclusive, I guess you could say, to the LGBT community within the Catholic Church. Again, the question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Are you satisfied with the new Pope? Right now, 58% of you say yes, and 42% say no. So this is going up and down. Please partake in the poll, because I do want to hear from you. Let's see, I got a text here from Susan. Susan says, Kim, I think we should give him a chance, you know, and Susan, that's how I feel. you know, and you never know when people like tweet or post, because some of the things coming up with Pope Leo the 14th is, you know, they're posts on Twitter, right? They're not like Facebook posts or Instagram posts. They're posts on Twitter. And sometimes, and I'm guilty of this too, there could be something that's happening, and like in the heat of the moment, right in that moment, you might tweet something on X, formerly known as Twitter, because that's kind of how that platform works, right? It's like something can happen, and then you're like, boom, you spout off about it, right? I could be watching a press briefing live, and then if I'm going to post about it as it's happening, I go to X. That's the only platform I go to. And I could end up getting my opinion wrong, or I could change my opinion later. But in the heat of the moment, I went to go post it. You know what I mean? And so there's a possibility, is what I'm saying. And Susan, you might be saying the same thing. There's a possibility here that some of these posts were uploaded in the heat of a moment, like his post, you know, with J.D. Vance, and saying that, you know, it was talking more about purity, I guess. But, you know, in the heat of the moment, it could have been a post because of something that J.D. Vance said, you know, 5 minutes prior to him posting it. And so that's all I'm noting there. Again, if you want to weigh in throughout the show, you can on Pope Leo the 14th. If you want to text in a text line, that would be great. I can read your text messages. Also, some breaking news yesterday. Fox News host Judge Jeanine Pirro has been tapped to be the interim U.S. attorney for District of Columbia by President Trump. Many of you know Judge Jeanine Pirro from Fox News, right? She's usually on The Five. And for a minute there, you know what? And I almost forgot about this. For a minute, she had a reality show on the Wealth Network. Is that what it's called? Yeah, the Wealth Network. And people were not happy with it. It only lasted for one season. And I think we mentioned it here on the show once because people weren't happy. It was at a time where, of course, inflation hit an all-time high. And the economy wasn't doing so well. And then here comes Judge Jeanine Pirro with her reality show on the Wealth Network talking about the properties she owned and all the wealth that she had. And so people are like, wait a minute. How do you go on The Five in the morning and talk about how bad the economy is and how people are struggling to put food on their table? And then by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, you're shooting scenes for your reality show, you know, gloating about how rich you are. It was bizarre. It was bizarre. It was a little tone deaf. But right now, she's been tapped for the interim U.S. Attorney District of Columbia. Of course, this has to be voted on. But she is Trump's nomination. All right, coming up next, we're going to get into Joe Biden. Yes, President Joe Biden. Did you forget about him? I forgot about him, too. Well, he was on The View yesterday, along with Dr. Jill Biden, his wife. And if you can imagine, he mumbled his way through most of the interview. So I have some clips here to play for you coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Tensions are still simmering between India and Pakistan over the disputed Kashmir region between their two countries. Soldiers have exchanged heavy volleys of shells and gunfire across the frontier, killing at least five civilians in a growing military standoff. Police in Pakistan say an unusually intense night of artillery exchanges left at least four civilians dead and wounded 12 others. In India, military officials said Pakistani troops barraged their posts overnight. President Trump floating cutting tariffs on China from 145 to 80% ahead of a weekend meeting as he looks to de-escalate the trade war there. Top U.S. officials are set to meet with high-level Japanese representatives in Switzerland in the first major talks between the two nations since Mr. Trump sparked a trade war with stiff tariffs he announced back in April. This is SRN News.
James White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111.
Jim, you've been talking about hypnosis on WCVM for many years, and you talk about all sorts of problems that can be solved with your hypnosis, besides drinking and smoking.
Like gambling, that's a single session. PTSD, well, that's five sessions every 3 months. Ovarian cysts and menstrual problems for women, usually just one session. Taking college tests and sports, excellent for golf, a day or two before the tournaments. Tennis, archery, wrestling, too many to mention.
So you can help people quit smoking, quit drinking, quit gambling, handle stress better, and improve in sports like golf? And Rory McIlroy just won the Masters.
Well, for something like that, you want to see him a day before he does the tournament. Oh, my gosh, it's fantastic.
Jim, you do it all. Tell the listeners how they can reach you.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. 410-661-1111.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
At 13-23, the Birds head to Anaheim tonight for a 9:38 start against the Angels. Tomo Sugano will take the hill. Kyle Gibson will go tomorrow for Baltimore, and then Zach Eflin comes off the IL on Sunday. He'll make his return. Eflin, 3 quality starts this year, but shut down since April 7th, has missed 5 starts in a row. Elsewhere in baseball, the first shoe to drop was in Pittsburgh yesterday, talking about the Pirates firing manager Derek Shelton as they sit at 12-26, occupying last place in the NL Central. Sometimes these things come in bunches. On the ice last night in D.C., Tom Wilson was the man. All over the ice for the Caps, and then with a minute to play, the cherry on top.
It's Protas with an empty net. It's blocked by Burns. Wilson scores!
Empty netter for Wilson. That call courtesy of Sean McDonough on ESPN. 3-1 Caps, the final play got chippy, especially late. Here's Wilson on that.
You see the emotion. We're starting to dislike them a lot more as the series goes on and just pulling together.
And finally, Maryland men's lacrosse coach John Tillman has signed a contract extension through the 2030 season. Tillman has coached Maryland to 10 Final Fours, 8 NCAA championship games, and 2 national championships. Maryland begins tournament play Sunday in College Park. They take on Air Force at 2:30 p.m. Coming up in 30 minutes, the problem with the Orioles' bats. And that is Stein on Sports.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
The showers will continue through the first part of the day today, but then taper off by the afternoon. Once the rain winds down, though, we're still cloudy. The temperature's on the cooler side, 66 today. We may get a brief shower overnight, but then sunny and dry through the weekend and getting warmer. A mild day tomorrow, 75. Sunday, near 80 in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where we offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper Engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
Come into your local AAA Car Care Center and get a $39.99 full synthetic oil change, plus a free tire rotation, only at AAA Car Care Centers. And on the plus side, AAA members have more. Restrictions apply. Offer ends May 31st. See store for details.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right. Don't forget, if you want to weigh in on the new Pope, Pope Leo XIV, you can at any time of the show. I will answer your call, and I'll also read your text message if you want to text in the text line as well. We are going to move on for a second here to Joe Biden, yes, the former president, his appearance yesterday on The View. Now, to warn you, in case you haven't heard any of this audio, it went exactly how you probably believe it went. Okay, I'm telling you right now, that's how it went. But there was a comment that was made, and this is what I wanted to talk to you guys about. There was a comment made about Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's reasoning in his mind on why she did not win the presidency. And I, you know, just kind of listening to what he had to say about it, I thought, you know what? What's interesting enough is when we saw the, you know, how the scenario played out where they were obviously trying to get rid of Joe Biden after that debate with Trump, and they were trying to insert Kamala at that time, you could see that Joe Biden nor Jill Biden were very happy with the fact that he was being replaced. And as I recall it, they were very angry about it. And so now it's almost like he's removed this anger and now he's blaming it on, you know, other things. And of course, it has nothing to do with any of those things. But first, I want you to listen to this clip because I just want you to just hear just how out of it he sounded as he was sitting there with the panel. Take a listen.
The projects, the benefits. How do you lead the world without having the best infrastructure in the world? How do you lead the world without having the best health care in the world? How do you lead the world without having the best education system in the world? How do you lead the world when you don't have that done?
Okay, again, sounded awful. Awful. That's Joe Biden. I understand what he was trying to say. Is, you know, America should be the leader of the world, which in fact we are. I mean, let's be honest. But he's saying that we can't lead the world if we don't have the best, you know, and all these other things. You know, for the first thing I took from that is, number one, he still sounds horrendous. He sounds horrendous. Why is his wife and whoever the handlers are, because, you know, there's people in the background, consultants or what have you, they're all making money off of Joe Biden. Just so you guys, in case you didn't know about this, and you probably already do, in case you didn't know, when you have somebody that is like this big political figure, right, whether it's AOC, even Elizabeth Warren, all these people that have been in politics for just a bit, and if they're popular and they, you know, they bring in big donations, they make big money, 9 times out of 10, there are other people on their payroll, as in making money off of their personal brand, okay? So on one shoulder, right, it's like he's got a bunch of devils on his shoulders here, Joe Biden. On one shoulder, you've got Jill Biden, right, his wife. And for some reason, she seems to be very hungry for power. Very hungry for power. I mean, if I were in her shoes and also in Joe's shoes, I would say, look, you know what? We did the best that we could. Let's go back to, you know, Wilmington, Delaware. Let's enjoy our grandchildren, watch them grow up, because that's like one of the big joys in life, right? And they've got a ton of grandchildren that they can spend time with. It's the same thing I said about Hillary Clinton. You know, she kept trying to go, you know, run for this, run for that. And she was like, oh, I can do this. You're at a point now, instead of being on this book tour, being so sour grapes about, you know, still losing in 2016, why not just be at home with Chelsea's kids, right? I mean, enjoy life. You, in your own mind, and most to most people in your party, you earn the right to just retire and enjoy life. But they just can't seem to do that. They love being in power. They love it. And that's what I take from Jill Biden pushing him through this. But as I mentioned, there's also consultants and there's people behind the scenes that get paid off of this stuff. And so, you know, putting him on The View and putting him back out there, I know Sean Casey mentioned this morning could be for, you know, possibly a book or something like that. And of course, that could definitely be the case. But I hope that they're not thinking about running for office again. I hope no one is considering that, because as soon as I heard that he was going to be on The View, my first thought was fear. Like, why? Why? I don't want him on The View. Why? All right. I also have some audio here that I wanted to play. And this is what I was talking about earlier. His thoughts on Kamala Harris and her race for the Oval Office. Take a listen.
But then election night came and it was like 2016 all over again. Yeah. So why do you think the vice president lost? And were you surprised?
No. I wasn't surprised, not because I didn't think the vice president was the most qualified person to be president. She is. She's mm-hmm. qualified to be president of the United States of America. But I was surprised. I wasn't surprised because they went the route of the sexist route, the whole route. I mean, this is a woman. She's this. She's that. I've never seen quite as successful and a consistent campaign undercutting the notion that a woman couldn't lead the country and a woman of mixed race.
Yeah.
And they played that to a fairly well.
Okay, and that's Joe Biden again on The View. And you hear Joy Behar and others are agreeing with him, like, yeah, that's what happened. That's definitely what happened. It was sexism and racism. Yeah, yeah, you know, that's not what happened. That's not what happened. Look, the only reason she got as far as she did is because she was a woman of color and a woman. That's how she got so far. You know, back in 2020, we talked about this. She was polling at 1%. When she was running for the Oval Office the first time around, nobody in her party really truly wanted her there. Joe Biden got so senile, they had to replace him, and they couldn't skip over Kamala because, why? The DNC basically told us. Because she's a woman and a woman of color. They couldn't skip over her. They didn't actually really want her to run. They didn't want her to be the top candidate. And what happened? She lost, like in a landslide. How do you lose to a Republican when it comes to the popular vote? When's the last time we've even done that? And then all seven swing states? She got murdered. It had nothing to do with that. She just could not articulate her message. That was clear from the very beginning. She didn't do anything as VP. She was tasked with being the border czar, even though the media all banded together and pretended that she wasn't. But that was her task, and everybody knew that. And the border was out of control. That was the number one reason you had independents and Democrats voting for President Trump. Because it was out of control. It was her job. It was her duty to get it under control. And so, you know, I don't know why they're still being very delusional about this. This is kind of like the issue I have with the Democrat Party here in the state of Maryland. You've got some Democrats that want to call out other Democrats for this push with, you know, sexually explicit books in the elementary schools and all these other nonsense things that we should not be doing. There are some Democrats, believe it or not, that absolutely hate it. But they don't have the courage, they don't have the testicles to call people out with their own party. They can't do it. You know, I sat here and I talked about Representative Ana Paulina Luna. I like her a lot. She's a Republican right out of Florida. But when she was fighting for maternity leave for members of Congress, get out of here. And I will say it. I will say it. I have no problem saying something that is critical of someone within my party. No issue whatsoever. The Democrats can't do it. They can't do it. And that's why I have even less respect for the Democrats. In Annapolis, I told you, there are many Democrats that did not want to vote for that. What was it? The condoms and the vending machines at the elementary schools. You remember, you know, that passed the House. Luckily, it didn't make it out of the committee and Senate. But there were House Democrats that did not want to vote for it. But they wanted to look like they were all together. They're, you know, they're thick as thieves. We're all one. Call your party out. Have some courage. If you think it's wrong, stand up. You know what? That's another thing. Just think about this. If you had a Democrat, and Ed Hale might be the one, by the way, the owner of the Blast. If you had a Democrat that could actually get up and call out their colleagues for being ridiculous, that Democrat would hit the national stage. That Democrat would be a big name. If you would just stop and break the party lines and call them out for the nonsense, the biological males and female sports, stand up. If you did that, you would then be catapulted to the national scene, and then you would be a contender, really, against Governor Wes Moore. Do you not want to further your profile? Do you not want to run for higher office? You just want to toe the line and stay this little follower and this little group, and, well, if the rest of the Legislative Black Caucus is voting for reparations, I'm going to do it too, even though it's impossible, we can't get it done, and it's stupid, I'm going to do it too because I got to go along with the party. There are Democrats in Annapolis that did not want to vote for that reparations commission, and they did because they're doing what their party tells them to do. And all I'm saying is, gosh, get some courage. Be brave for something. Stand up. And if you're a male Democrat and you're against it, be a man. Be a man. How am I upstaging you here as a Republican criticizing other Republicans as a female, right? I mean, do we have any men that are willing to stand up against any of these things? Men know that biological men should compete in women's sports. We were all raised that a man should never hit a woman, but it's okay to do it in volleyball? It's nonsense. I'm going to go to the phone lines here. I got Joe in Baltimore. Joe, did you want to weigh in on Joe Biden?
Hey, Kim.
Hey.
I did. I heard what you said. Joe Biden. Guess what? And by the way, I just love that skit. It's like it's hilarious. I guess you don't listen, you don't watch SNL, so you probably didn't get a joke. But it's fine.
Oh, sorry, no, yeah. I wish I had time for a regular TV. That would be great.
I don't have TV. I don't have time. Yeah, good old Joe Biden. Yeah, he doesn't sound good, but, you know, unlike some of the other people, I believe that man's heart. And one thing about Joe Biden is that I trusted his instincts. I trusted his morals. And whether or not he could speak, whether or not he could formulate a coherent sentence that you could hear, I will give that. Sometimes he sounded a little muffled.
Yeah.
But when he's asked a question about, aren't you going to uphold the Constitution, he would easily answer that question correctly. Right? So that's the difference, though.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I got to push back on that, because he might say that he would uphold the Constitution and do the right thing, but the Supreme Court told him that he should not do the student loan debt relief at all, and he still did it, you know, even though the Supreme Court told him not to.
Well, you know, the Supreme Court also told Donald Trump that he should facilitate the bringing back Armando, but he didn't. So, you know, it's one for one, I guess. But at least Joe Biden would say that he would.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Because I was talking about your comment saying that he would uphold the Constitution. That's the difference between he and Trump. And I was just pointing out that's not true. He does not uphold the Constitution.
I think he at least knows that he's supposed to, right? Because he took an oath and he remembers that. So, I mean, I would just push back and say that. But, you know, all the backlash about the Pope, and it's the same thing. It's the same kind of mental behavior with MAGA, where it's like they can't accept that, hey, there's a person out there somewhere in the world who has a differing opinion. And it doesn't have anything to do with Trump. It doesn't have anything to do with MAGA, our politics. He is the Pope. He's the leader of the Catholic Church. Why does he have to be in line? Why does he have to agree with Donald Trump and J.D. Vance? There's plenty of people who don't agree.
Yeah.
And that's a huge issue with why I think MAGA is, I don't want to disrespect everybody, because I potentially want you guys to come over one day. But the issue is that you believe that everything should be one way. Nobody can have a differing opinion. Nobody can disagree with Trump. And you had a perfect segue talking about holding your party accountable. The problem with Republicans, and the problem with MAGA specifically, is that they will never hold Trump accountable. They make excuses for anything and everything he says. Like, for example, when he says, oh, you know, young girl should only have $2 instead of $30. Maybe she could pay a little bit more for them. But this is coming from a billionaire who has literal golden toilets in his house. And that's a little tone deaf, right? Like, you have golden toilets, but we supposed to, not buy our kids the things that they want. And no one will call them out for this. So when you think about Joe Biden and you think about Donald Trump, just understand that Joe Biden always presented himself and operated as a man of the people. He's not a billionaire. You can say he made a whole bunch of money. He didn't make as much money as Trump did in the last 100 days. Trump made billions of dollars. Nobody's talking about that. Still making billions of dollars, pumping his crypto, acting like he doesn't know what it is.
Well, Joe, let me ask you this, because the media at that White House Correspondents' Dinner, they did admit that they were lying and hiding the mental capabilities that Joe Biden just did not have. Does that upset you in any way that you were completely lied to about the fact that he should have, and, you know, no business really running for re-election?
You know, this is a sad statement. I have to say, I never really wanted Joe Biden to be president the first time. Bernie Sanders has always been a better candidate in my eyes. And the Democratic Party screwed that up. See, I can hold my party accountable. They screwed that up. But Joe Biden, at a mental disability, is still better than Trump. Still better than Trump.
That's quite an opinion there, Joe. You know, I respect your opinion. I respect everybody's opinion.
I know, but it's so true. It's so true. It's just sad that we got to choose between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
I don't know right now, but that's my two cents, Kim. I hope you have a great week.
I hope you have a great weekend too, Joe. Thank you so much. We will agree to disagree. I've got to come to a break here, but I was going to ask Joe about the stock market because now it's making this comeback. And I know Joe was calling about the fact that he believed because of the tariffs and because of President Trump, that's why the market was suffering. But as Trump noted, you know, it was going to be short-lived, and he got that part of it right. But maybe I'll ask Joe about that next time. If you guys want to weigh in on Joe Biden or the Pope, you can. Coming up next, I got some text messages to read on that note as well. And we're going to talk about Congressman Kwesi Fume and Senator Chris Van Hollen. They had a lot to say in the last 48 hours about President Trump. I'll let you know what that was.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All the hand-wringing and all the skittishness on Wall Street, all of the overreaction, because Donald Trump did what Donald Trump was elected to do. He ran as a disruptor, one that shatters illusions, and he challenges old ways of doing things, deporting illegal immigrants, building a wall, the Ukraine mineral deal. Everything he does is out of the box. And most everything he thinks about doing is big, like peace in Europe, peace in the Middle East. I know there are people that just want him to fail just so they could say, well, you failed. Well, at least he's in there taking a shot and taking a swing. He's up at bat.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Hey, you exhausted every day? Maybe you have the 3 p.m. crash or struggling with memory issues, having a hard time focusing. You have to stop and pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. I never run out of energy, and I'm fully focused. Strong Cell. It's a revolutionary supplement that has truly changed my life. I use it every single day. It gives you natural energy, helps me stay focused all day long, and just makes me feel better overall. Whether you're a working mom or dad or homeschooling your kids or some of our loyal men and women behind the wheel across the country, try Strong Cell. It'll change your life. Linda uses it as well.
I use it every single day. I have my kids using it, my parents using it, my in-laws using it, my friends using it, and I am telling you, it is immediate. It is one of the only ways you can get NADH on the market, and it works.
Go to HannityStrong.com. Use promo code Hannity. You get a special 20% off any order. Once again, HannityStrong.com. And Strong Cell believes in their product so much, you get a 60-day no-risk policy. Invest in your health. I did it. It changed my life.
Hi, I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. You know, my dad was a lawyer for 20 years before starting his own practice, the law offices of Michael Friedman. And over that time, besides honing his legal skills, he learned what clients want and expect from a firm. For example, it seems many businesses today do whatever is possible to keep you from talking to a live person. At our firm, we do the exact opposite. It's a priority to assure you speak to a real person who actually knows what they're talking about. For starters, our receptionist was an insurance company claims adjuster for years, and all our staff are experienced and knowledgeable. If you call after hours or on the weekends, we have a live answering service who we've worked with for years and know exactly how to immediately get in touch with us. You won't have to wait 24 hours or for the next business day to get a call back. Normally, you'll hear from us the next hour. So if you or a loved one have been injured by any negligent act, please call the law offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848 for a free consultation. And there is never a fee unless we win.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one. It can be just energizing to get outside. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Amazing, the change. No pain left in my foot. My ability to walk is vastly improved. Like on a Saturday afternoon, I will take my dog for a walk, which is, I would watch football, I would watch basketball, I would do anything but probably go out and take a walk. But I do that now because there's no pain. I'm doing things more outside than I would have otherwise before. It's just real. Like it really does work.
Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, or visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Join Gil Kuta every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 for On the Money. Gil will take your calls on how to live a worry-free retirement with a rebroadcast Saturday mornings from 11 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about the Pope, Pope Leo XIV, and also Joe Biden appearing on The View. Vincent in Baltimore. Vincent, did you want to weigh in on Biden?
Yeah, I sure did. Look, I just happened to jump in the car, and I heard the last caller calling, and I believe he needs an inoculation. He needs that new vaccination because he's infected with TDS extremely bad. For him not to know or remember the Joe Biden's comments on black children being roaches and racial jungles, and he authoring one of the authors or the main author of the 1993 crime bill to put more black men and women in jail, and he's saying Trump is bad, his information on this Abrego guy is totally out the box because the dude admitted he was a gang member. Two immigration courts designated him. He said he didn't want to go back to El Salvador because a rival gang, his girlfriend wrote him up. The ex-husband of the wife wrote him up, said he wanted to get his kids because she was living with a gang member. All the proof is there, but his TDS is so strong, he doesn't realize he's in the Matrix. He doesn't realize that it's a problem, and Joe Biden is better in any way. And then he tried to equate the Supreme Court telling Joe Biden, no, that's illegal, it's unconstitutional, don't do it. And then Trump being told it was two words, they keep eliminating one. I forget what it was. Yeah. I know they kept facilitating, they keep singing that on the airwaves.
Yeah.
But there was an E word that I can't remember.
Well, Vincent, it's okay. We remember for sure that all of those things you said is correct. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll discuss more when we come back.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement.